2 o'clock.
Okay, the Morgan City Water Board, meeting will come to order. And the first item of business is number one. Number two here, discuss an approval of House Bill 242, the metering exemption conservation plan. Discussion.
One.
Why don't you give the background real quick, Kyle?
Yeah.
So you guys know House Bill 242 came out around 2022. And what that was the requirement for secondary irrigation systems to meter all of the users at their location. So, for example, at your homes, you would have a meter metering your irrigation use at your property. Lubrican, has been exempt because of the quality of the water. We have not been able to have a meter that can accurately read the water and it's warrantyable. And so we've been able to find exemptions through that since 2022 in this process. On December 10th, I received an email showing that we needed to have this conservation plan in place, voted on by the Water Board, and accepted by the end of the year. That's why we're here today. So we had, you know, a little over, you know, 19 days to get this figured out. So that's where we're at. So as you go through the paper in front of you, what's going to show is information regarding the Lubrican system, and then our overall plan of how we're currently conserving water, and then how we are in the future. So we compiled, Derek and I compiled a lot of this information and transferred over to Sunrise to finalize the conservation plan. And it's separate from city code conservation plan. It's mainly just for irrigation. So the main thing here is there is a template that Kyle received, and it's on the state's website of what they want to see for this conservation plan. It is a requirement, as Kyle said, to be able to have that exemption. So just want to go through it real quick, give you a summary of what it is. It's like your culinary water conservation plan the city has. Very similar, just kind of scaled down, pretty bare bones. But what it has is it's got the number of connections, water rights. It's basically the secondary water systems information. Has a number of kind of breakdown of usage by connection type. And then there's a section here that talks about the system losses through the irrigation master plan and Kyle Derrick's works over the years. We've been able to find that there's roughly a 200 acre feet that's lost every year to losses. That's included in here. And then the big thing that the state wants to see is a conservation goal, which is the whole point of these. And for this, we put in a goal, working with the staff, that it's not really an aggressive goal as far as the city's trying to do a whole lot. It's really more of, here's the trajectory the city's already on, based on the agreements with the Water Conservancy District, some of those things with that surplus and exchange agreements that's already come to the board here several months ago. But basically what it comes down to is reducing consumptions so that the city uses about 1,400 acre feet of the available water rights in 10 years. So by 2035, the city has 1,400 acre feet that is essentially going down the river and has not been used by the secondary water system, which is an understanding for the city based on the surplus and exchange agreements to then be converted to culinary water connections be available for that. So it's not really putting the city in a bind of any kind, or mostly just putting a goal to what the city is already moving towards. And the reason we have this goal is so there's the county has their own, or I should say the state has made their own regional conservation goal. So Washington County has a goal of a 19% reduction by 2040. This would give the city approximately a 34% reduction by 2035. So it's more aggressive than the county. So you guys are meeting the
or exceeding the regional goal. And then to back up that goal, Derek helped us put together a list of the current conservation practices that are currently listed in the code. So it lists things like the time of day when everybody's over water, what are the construction standards, what are the rules as far as wastewater, or sorry, not wastewater, but wasting of irrigation water. There's ordinances in there about you can't water too much to where it's overflowing from your property to neighbors, things like that. So that's what about half of this is, from page 4 through page 12, I believe, or 11. This is just a list of city ordinances. I guess it's through page 8, 7, page 7. So it's a list of city ordinances that relate to the control of secondary water, trying to mitigate excess usage and what the city has currently done. And then there's a section on future conservation practices. And this just lists the upcoming improvements that the city has planned over the next several years. So there's the irrigation pond project that's getting ready to start, which is actually number 2, I guess, to help with the quality of water, which then would the intent there is to help, one, with higher quality, more people will be using secondary water instead of culinary water. Also, the ability to use more efficient types of sprinkler systems, as well as the bigger one for conservation would be the use of reused water, replacing the need for the river water. And the first one there is the replacement of the irrigation system. The plan to do about a quarter of the system, replacing it with aged pipe, getting out of people's backyards. And the thought there is that's the idea where that loss we talked about earlier, that 200 acre feet loss, is coming from those old pipes, leaks, and things like that. So the hope would be after those are replaced, that 200 acre feet is no longer just going to the ground. It stays in the river. And then also with newer pipes, getting rid of the PIP, there's less breaks, and so there's less water being lost due to breaks and maintenance reasons. And so that's the future plan. And then the one that actually does put a little bit of a burden on the city, that the state's making, is there's an evaluation plan. So in conjunction with this water conservation plan, the city will be required every year at the end of the irrigation season to evaluate how the year went as far as conservation measures, and report to the state how conservation went, if the city's on track to meet their targets, those kind of things. And so they want a list of what the city's going to do and how they're going to measure that success. And so we have it here currently, after working with the staff and the mayor, is one is just to continue on the status quo of this first initiative of the municipality review, total effectiveness of ongoing and past conservation practices and implementations. And the way to measure that is to just review the secondary usage at the end of the season to compare it to year over year, month over month comparison to the previous months and years to see how much reduction there has been in water. Next on that, the other ones is really just a promotion in education. So just taking advantage of the water district's education system. So the first one is to promote the installation of smart irrigation controllers, something that the water district already has a program doing. And so the measure there would be working with the district just to know what the total number of people that took advantage of that program in the city, and then making an assumption on how much water was saved based on how many connections switched over. Similar to the district's buyback program for grass, where the district will buy grass square footage if people choose to put it into non-landscaped areas. So the district tracks that, so the city would work with the district on knowing how many users participated in that, and then again making an assumption and estimated acre footage of how much that saves based on how many people contributed over that particular year. what that would be, before I get down to that, is so the by November 30th every year, the city would submit this evaluation to the state, and then based on the state's review of that and how conservation went for the year, there'd be a period where if measures aren't being met and or if the goals change for the city, there'd be a time period between then and February that the city would then revise this plan and come back to the board for approval and submit it to the state before February. And so the way that works is, so basically we're continuing with the exemption status that Kyle's been working on for the past 3 years. So it's still exempt from having meters, which is the whole point of this, is just to be exempt from needing to install meters on the system. And the classification comes from A, like Kyle said, which is the number two on here, is there's no meter that will be warranted to run the water that's going through your guys' system. And then the other one that is an exemption classification is that to be able to install meters exceeds 25% of the irrigation budget, which it very much does in the city's case. And then this next part just talks about the annual evaluation submitted by the November 30th, and then the template and requirements from this state include putting public contacts, and then just getting this signed by the board and adopted. So is there any questions?
Yeah, I've got a couple questions.
Absolutely, Faye.
So basically, the city has already adopted a conservation plan recommended by the Water Conservancy District, right?
Yes.
And this, I'm assuming, is just kind of in conjunction with that. It kind of fits together with that. There's nothing in this that's contrary to what's in the other thing. But the other question I have is, throughout this document, it has got various paragraph headings. But if you look on page 5 of this, it looks a paragraph 866, kind of a state water description. 8-3-1 construction standards. I'm assuming these are references to portions of our city code.
Correct. And that's what it says in the.
Yeah. So my real question is, this is something that will also need to be approved by our city council.
They don't ask for that with what this conservation plan. This is just a conservation plan.
But if we're amending those sections of our code.
Those aren't being amended. Those are just copy and pasted from your code in here.
Oh, okay.
So there's no, this is nothing to do with the municipal code. This is just a conservation plan for just the secondary system that the water board has approved.
Yeah, those are excerpts saying the city has already adopted these. Here's what's in the code.
So 866, for example,
is your 866 code.
That's exactly what's in our code. We're not adding anything new.
Literally copied and
pasted. I don't think there's anything in a code that requires us to conserve a certain amount of water. And this this does say that we have to.
We don't have to.
We are setting goals that are not in the code,
right.
And so I think it does have to be reviewed by the city council.
And that's a question for Faye. But a goal isn't usually an ordinance, because like the city has a water conservation.
The Division of Drinking Rights did not say in here when I was reading through anything that I had to go through
city council.
It asked for current conservation practices. And what Derek did was he essentially took our current conservation plan, essentially how it is in our municipal code, and copied and pasted it into here. So we're not doing anything outside of what the municipal code is currently stating we have to do.
Yeah, and I think this board is actually advisory. It's not.
Right.
The
board is an advisory board.
So.
But the state is not asking for a municipal.
Well, it might be a thing where the state might not be, but the city might be required to as a public entity.
Yeah. I guess my.
You're not going to get it done by the first of the year.
Right. When would we meet? January
7th.
It's due.
This is due
tomorrow.
In 2 days.
Well, if we do this much of it, and then the city council ratifies it on January 7th.
We could be maybe.
That's probably.
Something that says pending ratification by the city council.
That might be the more appropriate way from the city
time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have. You were done with all our meetings by the time this comes to us.
I would recommend that we do it that way, that the city council actually reviews it, gives it a stamp of approval, so that it's not just something that's done by an advisory board.
And if we submit it, I just put that in the thing. It is submitted with, signed by the chairman of the board.
Is it a bill to email, or is it a...
And it's pending ratification by the city council.
I don't know that we even have to tell them it's pending ratification. Just simply submit it, and then we'll ratify it.
That's essentially what this is a checklist. We're checking a box with an attachment for us to maintain our exemption status.
Yeah.
Really, just repeating everything we've already got in place.
So the main purpose of this is to maintain the exemption status.
Yes,
I agree with that.
This doesn't.
This should be ratified by.
And this doesn't change anything. The city's it's not. Anything's in here. It's a change. It's just anything's maintaining the status quo. The only thing that does change is the requirement of the city to do this evaluation.
Well, it might be good just to take to show that you're the city council, just even though it's just a ratification, and you don't have to face it. Comfortable with that. Don't even tell them the city council to ratify it, but your city council, at least they'll have a review and be able to ratify it.
Yeah, from what I read, they just need the signing of the water board, so I wouldn't even throw in the city council aspect. I'll leave that part out, but then it can be ratified so that
just as an information.
We've done all bargaining we'll do.
If nothing else.
I have some questions. So in 8-2-11, scarcity of water, is that already in our code?
Yes.
Somewhere? Okay.
Yeah, all these code experts are...
Open discharge is also in there. In our.
Yep.
The other question I had was on the numbering, lettering. Seems to be like 8-8-3-1 starts with B. Should that be an A?
It's just that it's section B of the code.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we going to lose our exemption status as we go to the reuse water? They are not the exemption status, but are one
requirement.
The one requirement of that we're using number two cannot obtain warranty meter due to water quality.
No, currently the warranty is chlorine, is what they. If you look at the actual warranty letter from the meters.
So reuse water won't affect that.
Okay. A lot of it's based off of your total dissolvable solids, your TDS, and things like that. And if you go into the industry, a lot of it's like 80 TDS, or it's not as high as what the Virgin River is even remotely close to. But as we get to reuse, you still have all the salts and different things that are from water softeners and things like that that aren't going to be removed through the reclamation process.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I talked with Mike Chandler about that, he said that he anticipated that TDS to even probably be at Virgin River height or even higher. And so
at some point, the state's probably going to try and force us to do it, but
they're going to have to change.
They'll have to change what they've got in there right now.
Meter technology.
And so you guys know too, as part of our replacement plan and all of the work that we're doing, all of those connections are going to be brought up to date with setters. So when that time comes, if they do require, we're just paying for the cost of meters and gaskets.
And then just drop them in.
Yes, because right now, if we were to go in and switch them with how we're currently set up, we're probably $5,000, $5,000 to $10,000 a connection for redoing everything. Plus
dig it up, put it in a barrel, put in the yoke and everything.
Yes,
yeah.
So if you look at the replacement cost that we could retrofit, I think even with a 30-year loan, when we were doing the math there, wasn't it almost 110% of our income, our operating budget? So I think even with that 25%, we're going to be well. I think that was with zero interest. We still were.
When they decide to make us meter, we're going to push the issue that they're going to have to help us financially. We won't be able to.
At that point, go for grants or something.
Yes,
yeah.
And we'll just tell them we can't do it.
And that day's going to come.
You don't ever want your secondary water to have to cost you more money than your culinary water, otherwise it defeats its purpose. So at that point, you just tell the state, hey, sorry, we can't do it without your help.
But they will have to change that.
House
bill. Because right now it's... They actually require a meter that's warranted. And everybody has put in meters so far. They don't have a warranty.
How fast is this? Do you think this would be coming having meters.
You'll be gone. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Kyle and I will be dealing with it. That's about it.
Probably retired.
I'll be gone in 5 years.
If you're over 20, it's probably not going to happen.
Now, can I request a meter?
That long for?
Because I have like...
Can you request one?
9 acre feet. Like, I mean, the night you guys can buy back what I don't use.
I've done some math on your place. We'll talk later.
We got 3 users there.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of rights.
So.
Okay. So basically, this is just quoting code.
Because our code spread out quite a bit, so I pulled out numerous sections that are all cut and paste. Don't we reevaluate this once a year?
Yes.
That part of it?
So yes.
This will be reevaluated hopefully in your October meeting and not in one that's December 29th.
And it might be a thing we make it so it goes to the
make sure that gets on our October meeting.
Gives a council member meeting.
Yeah, and you could then
you do whatever you want, Nancy.
Before we send it on, but
he thinks he's in charge with
for their information only.
Yeah.
So I think the plan, what we were talking about in our earlier meeting when we were discussing this, was a fall or third trimester, however you guys do your meeting, that third meeting of the year, you would do evaluation with us before we sent that to the state, and then before we do the first meeting, I think before February, if we required you to do it, we'd do another meeting to update this.
There is a meeting in February.
February. Is it just 3 meetings or is it 4? You know, Nancy?
I think it's 3.
Pretty sure
so February, and then what's the other month?
June, and then October.
Okay, so that would work.
February just before we bring the water in, October just before we take it out, June just a
mess. Turned up.
It's a check-in.
Just because.
Discuss meeting. We like meetings. We must. Okay.
So I was talking to my son-in-law and daughter, and they just didn't even use the irrigation because of the potential of mud and that type of thing. When we go on reuse and holding pond, we could see our actually use go up quite a lot as people start to adopt it more.
But then we'll see an actual uptick before there's a...
Yeah, and we'll see culinary should start to even come down.
So that's factored into that 2035 goal. Is actually through the irrigation project, there's some places where by moving the backyard connections to the street, we're actually going to get water to the other side of the road. And so you're going to actually see an increase in connections as well. And so it's going to take probably 2 or 3 years to kind of balance itself out, because as irrigation is available everywhere, you may see more development on these fields that are heavier water users, where they're turning over to residential homes where they're not using as many acre feet of water. You're going to see a lot more savings.
How many rights are turned in on the Howard's property? That's all parking lot now.
The ownership of those shares, delivery contracts, were bought by the Hot Springs. But will they use that 17? I think they bought 17.
14.
14. Will they use all that? Most likely not. I doubt they don't have any grass and it's all... drip emitters and things like that.
We should make a big pool and fill it with river water.
Yeah, I doubt that they're going to use the way that the contract.
They're already using river water. It's hot springs for river water.
There's like 30 pools for river water.
Oh, the river water? 32.
And the lawn buyback rebate program, we've already adopted through the that.
Yeah, so every
landscape.
They report orders. On that when we go to the RTAC meetings and the ATC meetings, where they actually say, hey, there's much lawn has been bought back from these jurisdictions. So as far as the evaluation goes, we have that information readily available. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Anybody else? Okay, we have a motion.
I'll make the motion that we approve, what is it called? The Working City Conservation, Secondary Water Conservation Plan.
I second.
This is the Secondary Water Conservation Plan.
All right, I second.
Yeah, we probably have to...
No, this is Water Conservation Plan. Interesting.
Yeah.
There, Tim?
You're not going to have Doug's sign on that front page, right?
We can...
Because I want to put a logo in there.
Will you... We can, before you leave today, we'll have you sign that.
You want to go put a logo on it real quick and hit print on that?
Yeah, they approve it. Yeah, I'll do
it. It was second.
I guess we'll wait for the logo.
So we had a motion and a second?
Yeah,
Cam seconded it.
Yeah.
Okay, discussion on the motion. Oh, it's already got a second. Okay, but we are going to make those changes before I say. Okay.
I just want to vote no. I just want to let you know. I didn't agree with the original water agreement for various reasons, but I just want to make sure I'm registered as a no.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And so let's do a roll.
Aye.
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 Yes.
Aye.
No.
And no. And do I vote as chair?
You can vote. Yeah.
And aye. Okay. Four, public concerns for board consideration, identification issues for consideration at future meetings. Anything? Anything come into the city at all that you know of?
Mm.
Kyle, question.
Kyle's this. He's
in the other office.
Yeah, in his second office. I'm a little concerned about him.
You should be. There's his brothers.
I'm sure he'll alter it.
Hope he can. All these W's.
I have a question. So we've got the grant from Water District, correct? Or we will?
We will. Yeah, they're going to approve it.
Have they approved it?
On the 5th.
On the 5th. Okay, and then once that's approved, then what's the next process as far as the step in the process for bidding the job and doing all that?
It'll be on our agenda to approve Sunrise's proposal for the secondary water.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to look at that proposal, make sure we're hitting the right areas and what we're doing.
We've got, that's available. Could you give him
I
a
can
copy
show you right now.
We can show
the
you
water
the proposed
districts.
Places right now if you'd like.
Of their Sunrise proposal.
Yeah.
And then what's the timeline for the putting that out to bid?
Hopefully, if we can do it, try to get it so it's November time frame to the construction start next year.
So next nothing's November. Been, no, there's no preliminary design currently at this time. So.
If we that'll be the goal, but it's going to be pretty tight to make that size of project.
We'll be on the city council agenda. This next meeting will be to approve them to start that project.
But you're saying bidding wouldn't take place until next November?
Probably,
yeah. October, November. Yeah.
How come? Why is such a delay?
It's a big project. It'll be the biggest project Liverton's ever done.
Right. So the reason for the delay is the design.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage are you at right now in your design? Zero?
Yeah.
We have some, he has a map he's trying to find right now. What it shows is the areas that in our discussions over the years where we've said, hey, these are the areas we really need to try and focus on. So there's even portions of this map that don't show the 100 East replacement for that 15-inch pit to 14-inch, and then there's going to be portions of where it's actually reduced in size down because now with the point of connection being at the pond on the north end, we don't have to have a 14-inch line the entire way going down to 100 East. So there's a huge cost savings in that because we don't have to improve that line at 14-inch C900 pricing.
Yeah, and this is...
So everywhere it's got a colored line is where there'll be new pipe.
Hmm. And if you would have done this a year or two ago before they came up with the reuse and the pond and everything, we'd be changing it all now, so that's good.
Yeah,
this section right here, you can see where it drops from the... It's still showing 15-inch PVC. They don't make 15-inch PVC, so it would be a 14. Because 14-inch PVC is the same outer diameter as 15-inch pit. So as far as...
Is that blue line down Main, is that the water district's line, or are we putting
this
it in?
There's actually currently, except for right here in front of the city office, there is, and a couple little spots of like a couple hundred feet, there is not irrigation main in Main Street at all. That's fluent all the way from top to bottom.
Can you send a copy of that to him? Like 22 pages, so it'll come out to the city council.
You put your X in and we'll write your name back.
Good job.
So I have a couple questions on that right there. So in some areas, you've already made the improvement, like down 300 West in my neighborhood. And so all you have to do is just tie that particular section into wherever else you're going from there. And so on the back side of my property, in the olden days, why the line ran up the property line, but there's a subdivision over there now. So... So that my property, that my pasture down there, will there still be a connection at the edge of that property? Are the connections going to stay where they are if they're in the street now?
So this right here is 160 West, which is the subdivision behind.
Yeah.
And right now the line comes down like this and up and around through that. So if we extend this irrigation up through 160 West tied into 200, it will loop around this. And then there's going to be some workable areas where we're going to have to make some decisions and say, hey, if we've done away with these backyard connections on the west side of 160 West, how do we maintain water to, 160 North, 220? They have irrigation in the front that actually feeds up to 200. So there might be some cutting and capping here at the end of this street, and that's where we're at 0% design right now, because we're trying to figure out what we can do to get the most bang for our buck with that $13.6 million. Is we want to do everything we can to make it so the system removes the most liability as possible.
13.6, did you say?
6.45, something like that. And it has like 7 cents. It's down to the penny.
6.45. How much of that is going to be for engineering or design?
I think it was 1.6.
Funding,
so
bonding.
492 is the design.
Engineering.
I think you had
Oh, under, I'm sorry. No, that's the wrong thing.
You had a total somewhere.
That's just
the bond. I thought it was 1.6 or something like that.
Where do I have... What's up here?
Get car set.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was noticing that.
1.3 total.
1.26.
So that includes construction as well.
So that's your weekly meetings. That's all of that stuff included.
So you're going to do project management too, once it's in, and inspection.
Do you want to send that all to the water board? And we can see.
Sure, I don't have the email, so
we can send it to Nancy.
Nancy, yeah. Do you have it already? Or
no, well, maybe.
You
will have copies of the other city.
I have the hard copy, yeah.
I know you haven't probably seen an email in your whole life, so we can print that now for those.
We can probably mail it to you.
So in the selection process of our engineer, is that done?
You noticed that, didn't you, John?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
I didn't see that.
Sunrise, how did Sunrise get this job? I mean, how were they selected?
So they're our third-party just city engineer.
That's hello in
right.
our
and
family.
So as we've been talking and discussing over the years, it's just gone to them because they are our engineer.
Is this big enough that we should put it out to bid? I know you don't want to hear that.
That's a question about my pay grade.
No, it's not, because for the first portion of it, for the pond project, went out to bid, and they won the bid for that part. Our portion ran, given the money from the Conservancy, and the fact they already had all the information, you all agreed.
They've already done preliminary work on it.
Yeah.
To this point.
They have all
the
work.
If it went out to bid, then...
There'd be more. I mean,
another engineering firm would have to go through all the gyrations to...
We also have a working model based off of their stuff within 2 pound accuracy, and so we feel really comfortable with using Sunrise. But as far as going out to bid, that wasn't something that we anticipated, just because they are our city engineer contractually. So.
And they were, you got a bid when we selected the engineering?
I believe so.
I mean, that was like 2008.
Right. But there was some type of a bid process or a proposal where they sent proposals in and so forth.
So you've been our city engineers in 2008?
I am, personally.
But
we've been through the proposal process three times.
Okay. My concern is, when you see a number like that, is it competitive?
You should see some of the other numbers we got turned in on the pond project versus...
I mean, it's always good to keep people competitive and honest. I mean.
Are you honest?
We try to make sure it's in that that 10%, 10 to 13% range, which is the industry standard.
Yeah, we used, like in the water district, we used Alpha for everything. And they came in, we had to make them renew that and rebid their hours. And, so we, towards the end there, we started doing bidding projects and found out that we could save a lot of money doing so. So, maybe worth doing. But think about it. To me, that's a lot of money. And as a taxpayer of Laverkan City, I would say, if that's not bid, why not?
You can actually bid professional services on a cost basis for procurement.
You say you can't?
At least, unless Utah's one of the few exceptions, I can't remember for sure, but it's supposed to be qualification-based for procurement.
Yeah, qualifications-based, but also should be based on hourly rates also, isn't it? Can it?
I don't know exactly. I know that the process is a little bit different. You have to put a request for qualifications, and then it's based primarily on that.
Okay. When we did the procurement for the Laverkan Pond Pipeline, when we worked with the district, it was under qualifications. Yeah.
Well, where this is a separate project in and of itself, you could easily take that and put it out to bid.
Well, and this project's run by the Water Conservancy District anyway, isn't it?
No, so you.
It's ran by us, but they're.
It was going to be by them. So we actually submitted this originally to the district.
Oh, gotcha.
And then they decided to have you guys run it.
That's because Sunrise already had all of our stuff and their GIS stuff. And
So, they literally have all of it. So there's no added cost for.
But who paid for all that?
Taxpayers have for the years.
Yeah, we paid for it. So it's our. Is still ours.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even though they have it, we have a right to all of it. Anyway, I mean, if we could, I don't want to upset anything. I just want to make sure we're following good ethics of making sure we keep the competition, and we don't end up paying more than we ought to. So I know. Anyway. Just my feeling on it. It's a lot easier not to. So.
Well, we didn't feel that it was the reason we went to direction was to fill with ease. We felt that because of the bidding that they've done on the pond project, even though that's not the same project, that their bid process basically shows their history. In fact, they came in so much lower than everybody else, and everybody else was pretty much in agreement, using them because of the past history they had. We didn't feel that it would become an issue that we need to go out and tell for.
And I don't know if you could even do a design build on this. So when you bid the engineering and the construction all in one lump, so then the company that comes in that has in-house engineering could then also do the engineering and the construction work all in one. So then you could really save them, you could potentially save, not always. I've seen it come in both ways. We did some design builds.
You should ask Scott Taylor about that one. You see him with Scott Taylor at Sinjuri City. They've had a really bad experience with that recently. Had a contractor told them they'd save a lot of money if they had design build, and they went design build with that contractor, and it doubled the project.
Yeah, it can.
Are these figures based on what you bid the pond project with?
No, this is just Man Harbor's based on for this project specifically.
And what these numbers are probably going to change too, just that being said, with not knowing exactly what the design is currently at, this is still just an estimated cost.
Yes, a lot of these are hourly rates based on whatever, the construction stuff, just what it is, and it's a budget number. Could be less.
I mean, there are, and Derek, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but there is potential for us to have some cost savings with, say there's a line item in here such as inspections, field inspection, if the city felt that they could get enough out of an employee to do the field inspection, then we might not have to have them do that. And so there's still some give and take on either side to where we can get that number to drop. So don't feel like that number's a concrete number.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. If things stay where they are, we'll probably be able to participate quite a bit into the inspection portion of it to save money. And we have our own equipment, GPS in, so. Does anybody want a hard copy before that we can print out now?
Email font for me.
The truckers are out of that. I mean, Mr. Google.
You want an email copy?
I look at my emails. Nancy sent me one and said, remember the 2 o'clock meeting, emergency 2 o'clock meeting. And I thought, good thing she sent that because I forgot it.
Well, some good things are happening with the reuse plant. I mean, they're moving along, and of course with the pond. The trail system going in over there, which I want to visit with you on that.
All good news for us.
That plant will be operational 1st of February.
What's that?
The plant will be operational 1st of February. I think that's the plan, is that they will.
Getting that contract signed for the water district, I mean, lots going on.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of it. It's good.
So with the pond and pipeline not being finished, they're actually going to see a huge conservation because we're going to have the fields down in Confluence not be watering on the Virgin River water this coming year because they'll most likely be using the reuse water. So you're going to see 300 gallon per minute. That's what they consistently flow. You're going to see that 300 gallon per minute, which is almost a CFS, 3/4 of a CFS gone. So...
Yeah, and I looked at the reuse plan. They've got them online. I don't know if any of you are aware of that. You can log in. They've got their GIS. You can see where the lines are going, the pump station, and so forth. And who was telling me? They're putting in I think it was Interstate. Kyson was saying Water District's going to put in a conservation garden, a smaller one there, which is nice.
And also, I believe they're going to have an advanced water treatment facility on the line coming up to the Sabine Pond for educational purposes. It's not going to be for so that they can treat the water so you can drink it. And so people would come there and fill up their water bottles. And
to the same location as the garden.
Yeah. Yes. The plant of botanical garden.
What are they going to do? They're going to treat it to drinking water level.
Type 1 reuse.
And you can go in there and fill up your bottle.
They're doing a demonstration station.
Okay.
Remember when we used to drink out of the Virgin River without it being without a conservation snake?
Drinking water 50 years ago. 70 years ago.
This is going to be, you're drinking your poop water there.
You know, spring
not just, I've done not just the rock
hills. Lagoons go into the river.
So my stepson lived in Vegas when I worked at the sewer plant St. George. And he said, is it true that they turn that water back in the Virgin River? And I said, so you can drink it down to Vegas.
Yeah.
Vegas is 100% reuse of everything. Everything
that
goes to Lake Mead.
So the other guys that I worked at the sewer plant with said, down there's Lake Mead. Down there's Lake Mead. Here's Lake Mead. And the sewer water goes in up here, and they take the drinking water out down here. I when I told him that, I mean, I thought he was going to pass out right down there.
Oh, that doesn't hurt nobody.
Hasn't for
100 years. What you have your immune system for? You're used to that stuff.
I mean, everyone quail swims in Springdales.
Yep.
Right. They do. Something's always downstream of where you're at.
It's always downstream.
Yep.
Well, this is good.
Bacon.
Let's keep that exemption.
Yeah, that'd be real expensive if we couldn't.
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
Nope.
We'll be adjourned.
Nancy. I noticed something.